Hello, this is Roman from BSA Troop 840 in Stewart. Welcome to the audio tour of the gardens of the House of Refuge. This audio tour is part of the Eagle Scout project by Riley Mead, and I will be guiding you through garden number one. There will be other scouts from Troop 840 that will guide you through the rest of the eight gardens here. Many of the plants in these gardens have medicinal, nutritional, or other uses that the residents of the House of Refuge may have benefited from. The plants in Garden 1 are sea oats, sea lavender, inkberry, coast spurge, and sea daisy. I'll be telling you about sea lavender and sea daisy. The sea lavender is a native to Florida, and it is a salt-tolerant and drought-tolerant. It can be found on exposed beaches just above the wave wash zone. The slender, soft leaves are borne in clusters towards the end of the branches. The tiny white bell-shaped flowers occur in clusters among the developing leaves year-round and are quite fragrant. Sea lavender is very difficult to grow because its seeds require seawater spray for growth. It's a member of the borage family, and this plant contains chemicals in its leaves and flowers that several male butterflies use to attract their mates. The roots of the sea lavender contain a chemical that serves as an astringent or can be boiled to help with intestinal illness or mouth sores. Next to the sea lavender is the sea daisy, which is a very compact bush-looking plant with fleshy leaves with silvery hairs, which give them a gray color, and these plants are highly salt-resilient and drought-tolerant. It's native to the coastal areas in Florida. The leaves are edible and used in salads and cooked as greens. It is also known to be used for home remedies for a variety of ills, from the common cold, to whooping cough, to back pain, and to fish food poisoning. Now, if you turn around and walk down the sidewalk a few steps, you will be at Garden 2. My friend Patrick will meet you there.